Sustaining alive! Sustaining alive! Sustaining alive!
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Rita Steele, rocking the shoulder pad look today.
I am, aren't I?
Little Power Woman Monday situation, was it? Just straight on into the office.
A little bit of recycling clothes, I think. This bad boy hasn't seen the light of day since the 80s.
Now, we're endeavouring to make this whole segment and not have John's face turn into a frown at all. That's what we're going with this one, isn't it?
Well, this particular one, yeah. I thought it was the end of year. We should wrap up.
He's more confused at the moment, just so everyone knows.
Last 2 weeks.
He's unimpressed with this whole idea.
We're going to give some positives of 2018, but also give some devastating news?
No, we'll do that first, because I don't want to see him sad at the end of this.
No. I do. Yeah.
It's hard to sustain alive, it turns out.
No, it's all positive. I mean, there's a couple of little things in here, you know, where we can always gripes, do better. But for the most of it, it's we can always do better.
And you said you got 7 things. If anybody,
I've got 7, so it's not a top 10. We sorry, could, though, guys.
If you have 3 things that perhaps Rita has overlooked, be sure to text in on 5395, and I'll let Rita know because I'm closest to the text machine.
Sounds good.
The machine. So what's on the what's good?
Well, I should have got you to prepare a drum roll. The number one. There you go. I think was the tipping point for plastic happened in 2018.
Okay.
Are we talking, people have just cottoned on to plastic being horrifically terrible?
I think people have cottoned on for a long time, but I think 2018 was when it really hit the mainstream and we can't ignore it anymore doing something about it.
Do you think it was the turtle?
The
turtle doing
brutal.
Blow. You know when a turtle's doing blow, the world's really gone.
The turtle with the straw up its nose is really, I think, the tipping point for plastic.
That was a bad look.
What about
all the seagulls and stuff that they cut open with all the plastic in it, though? That's quite a lot of plastic in those buckets, too.
I did put a little circle on why. Why has this happened? And I think the pictures of the whales dying, you know, when they're opening up these whales and they're finding that all these mass strandings are because of plastic and they're starving themselves. And then all the seabirds with big pens inside them, and so that has helped us definitely. Yeah. I think in New Zealand it's happened because of something slightly more not boring, but slightly more practical than that, which is China turning away our plastic.
I was about to say.
Mm-hmm. So now we're having to deal. As soon as somebody goes, you have to deal with that in your own backyard. I think it will become.
And so the awareness is the positive thing here.
The awareness, absolutely.
What's the end game? Have we figured out? I know I don't want to make it sad again, but what are we doing with our plastics at the moment?
It's still dying. It's going. They're pretty much all going to the tips.
Are we
tip.
Trying so to make a mountain or anything? Kind of melting each bit into the mountain and then making like a big mountain figurine or anything cool out there?
No.
Okay,
no,
what about
I think
a labyrinth-style thing made of plastic walls?
Oh, that could happen.
Okay.
That should happen. I feel like if I'd you run build
around
it, they
in
will
that.
Come.
I'd run around in that a bit.
I think that's definitely a... They're making posts with them. So I think one of our very first segments we did on plastics.
Right.
We probably should do a bit of an update on it because it is moving really quickly.
Yeah.
What have we had? We've had the New Zealand government banning single-use plastics and banning microplastics this year.
Just on the plastics thing, I think we had someone up a while back, John, talking about recyclables and how they don't actually show you correctly which is what really these days. And I think they've had a win on that. I can't remember.
The number on the bottom, you know, how there's a number. Yeah. I don't think it even means anything.
No, but I think they've had I saw somewhere that they've actually had a win on that. I'm not exactly sure what, but there's been some kind of progress there. So.
Benny!
Yeah, yeah.
Benny's great.
Old mate. Yeah, we had her up a minute back. So there was some kind of victory around that. But
was that the ticket, that like the tick some, for recycling?
Telling you right out when you buy the product whether or not it can be recycled, because people can shop with the,
exactly,
with the conscientious
with that in mind. Yeah, I think there's actually a real big push in Europe for labelling of damage to the environment on products
how long it takes to biodegrade and stuff.
So I don't know what that system will look like, but that makes sense. And I think when I talk about a tipping point happening, I think if you'd said 5 years ago to people, we're going to restrict your ability to use single-use plastic and we're going to start labelling, they'll be like, oh, everything's so PC and we can't, oh, what am I supposed to do? And there's still a few of those people around, but I think that there's a mainstream drift to going, this is unsustainable. Like, people are aware of it, and now it's like, cool, how do we fix it?
A lot of plastic bags have been, like, countdown and that. you know, they've stopped all that stuff. So yeah, I think we are definitely waking up a little bit to that.
Yeah, I think now it's just all about shifting to our alternatives and people getting used to some inconveniences, you know, that we've been used to for a long time. The tax working group is looking at a taxing fix at the manufacturing level. So that will help as well, because at the moment, a lot of these companies, like a shampoo company or whatever, it costs them nothing to put it in a plastic bottle. Right. But if all of a sudden there's a tax on that, then they're going to say, oh, our consumer, we're going to have to pass this on to consumers. They're not going to like
glass in the shower, though.
No, or just reusable bottles. You know, we're just going to have to change
the
way.
Why don't they have like a bin in, you know how they have like, you can get your Scroggins and stuff. Why can't I get my conditioner and stuff out of like a big squeeze bin in situation?
Totally.
Clean up an aisle five a little bit, but
we'll
figure it out.
We'll get used to it. We're quite a smart species. I'm sure we'll figure out.
What's the next good thing that's been
happening? Next good thing is finding the replacement for animal products. So I don't think we're quite at tipping point yet for this.
You mean protein or what?
So we've seen meat replacements booming globally. So Impossible Burger has absolutely smashed it. People have praised it for being a really, really tasty burger.
Is that a lot? Can I get that around here?
You can't. It's an American thing, but it is slowly making its way here. It's in 50 restaurants, and they just raised $75 million investment in their last round.
That's great.
It's huge. It's the fastest growing food trend in the world.
And what's the main protein that they're using in there?
That is fully lab grown. Whoa, from what
buzzy.
I understand.
Oh, yeah, I heard they cracked that. They can now make meat, you know.
Yep.
It's around like, oh, we've made an non-alcoholic beer taste like beer, and everyone's just like, yeah, all right, let's now have a meat snack now. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the priority things. Yeah. Yeah. I actually had some cricket bread a while back. I found some bread at in the Waterview bus station. Yeah, it was in a big, it's hard to explain, but it was all like pretty fancy. So I was like, hey, cool, I'll grab that. And it looked like it'd been there for a while, but it was still good. And shit, this is a dig upwards. But it was delicious bread. It was like paleo cricket bread.
Proceeded to leave half-eaten loaves of bread all around the BFM office for 2 weeks. And that's why the fruit flies came back.
No, because it was that big, because some of the bread was that real artisan, like big crusty bread that it's something you'd see on Game of Thrones. I love that type of bread.
Just left it on top of the microwave there.
With a little bit of butter.
Even half used, you know, butter and dirty cutlery just on top of the microwave.
And I tell you what, I think someone actually had some, so I helped out.
Yeah, the fruit flies.
Anyway, I saved all that bread from the bus stop. That's the moral of that story.
And I don't recommend eating food from a bus stop.
The moral of the story is crickets were good. It was good bread, except when it cooked, it kind of smelt like dog food a little bit. But when I was eating it was delicious with some butter.
But just don't toast it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. No, just do it, but just expect it to smell like dogs a little
bit. Right. Okay.
And get on with your life, kind of thing. Ready Player One.
Sun-fed meats in New Zealand is another example. So they're doing a faux, and they've just raised $10 million in investment, and that's a really great shift. Non-meat.
That banana flour was really kind of fake chicken that I had at Mister's that time. Oh, John.
Chicken's a really easy thing to copy because it doesn't actually.
Banana
have a ton
flour
of
is like heaps. Is like almost like ten.
It's kind of got
fibrous. It's like muscle. Yeah,
yeah.
It's,
interesting.
It's like breast chicken.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Well, that one they've made in the lab, they've managed to take the protein from something that makes it taste like blood.
Okay.
That makes it bleed.
Okay.
From a plant.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure of the details, but it sounds like, you know, there's an option there for us. I don't think we're there. I'd like to see that happen maybe next year. Tipping point for meat, where people don't just go, but bacon. God, I'm so sick of that.
Well, what about that freaky worm that can get in the bacon that'll get inside you and controls you from space? Yeah.
Did you hear about that guy that died from eating the snail?
Keep it happy.
Reader, I did, yes.
Yes,
oh, John.
Okay, so the other one is biofabrication for leather. So they have created a couple of different ways of recreating leather as well. So it's not quite yet out on the mass market, but it's happening. No, it's a yeast. So I think it's kind of like a mushroom type.
Oh, I've seen this. I've seen this. They're making bags out of it at the moment. Mm. It's a buzzy thing.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Mushrooms rule it pretty hard. Hey, so we've had a text in saying you can get shampoo, etc. in refill bulk situ eco store.
Yes,
good for you and others. There you go.
You can. Yep. Divestment in oil and gas. So the World Bank started the year by announcing that they'd no longer loan to oil and gas exploration, and they withdrew $1 billion in funding from the world market. And that kind of set off a big domino effect where lots of institutions and banks followed suit and stopped investing in oil and gas. And the World Bank has also announced that they're going to set a goal, that they've set a goal for 2020 that 30% of all their loans will be environmentally sustainable causes. Mm. So that's a really good positive for sustainability as well.
Also, locally, didn't old mate Jacinda kind of like has ceased any like further going contracts to do with like...
Yes, oil exploration.
I mean, that's like 50 years to go on that, some of those contracts. But, but it's just...
And look, I know we're going to get a bunch of texters saying that we cannot fix the problem under our capitalist system. It is much more complicated than giving you a year-end seven of these bad boys that are going well. But I feel like if I don't end it, I'm concerned about Johnny's happiness overbreak. Cool. So the next...
Got a little smile out of him then.
Yeah, look. Little I haven't seen backer. That in a long time.
Little bloody backer.
The number four is the rise renewables. So we all know that our dear mate running Tesla is slightly crazy, but
Elon Musk, leave him alone. He's my favourite person at the moment. He's the only one giving the most shits about AI, which I'm scared about too. We should talk about that next year, I think, sustaining alive and with relation to AI. How's that going to work?
All watch Terminator 2 a couple of times and just check back in about
No joke, man.
We have cobalt before that's ever going to happen, don't worry.
Hopefully we actually transcend into the machines before that happens, so the human
so
side of us
doesn't
have to worry about
it. So high capacity batteries being developed and their prices are coming down, and also the world of and they've got a lot to go here, but circular economy where they're actually re-curing the minerals that are used and reusing them in batteries.
Solar
smashed a bunch of records here and continues to do so, and I really like this one. Globally, cities that are getting 70% plus of the energy from renewable resources doubled. So we now have 101 cities out of 570 that are using at least 70% renewable energy. So
nice.
That's some really good news there. And offshore wind is booming in Europe. So it's currently sitting at 5% of UK's electricity and on track to be 10% by 2020.
It's pretty good.
Really cool. And Iceland has hit 100% renewable and now is shifting their focus to moving all of their transport into fossil free.
Into EV.
Yeah.
Oh, nice one.
So that's some good news. Number five is reforestation. So there's a bunch of reforestation projects happening around the world. Pakistan just completed planting 1 billion trees that they started planting in 2011. And by the way, 500,000 jobs.
Were they palm trees?
No, they're mixed. So, yeah.
Just want to read the small print.
Them in debt.
Just read the small print.
And the USA had another year of reforestation. So they've had year-on-year reforestation since 1920. So that's really awesome. Oh. New Zealand, on the other hand, has been in deforestation since the 90s, but has announced that we will be looking at planting 1 billion trees to meet our emissions-free target by 2050. And for all the haters out there, hopefully that will create jobs in the region.
Some of them will be hemp too, because we can eat that now. So hopefully
lots of other things with it. I don't know if that is considered a tree though. But anyway.
I'm just thinking planting things to help out the rivers.
It wouldn't be a sustaining alive without mentioning.
Mention the dak leaf.
Number six. Is that some animal species were taken off or downgraded on the IUCN list of endangered species.
Not cute enough kind of thing?
No.
Okay.
The giant panda went from endangered to vulnerable. Yeah, so their numbers are increasing. Snow leopard, same there, went from endangered to vulnerable. The Iberian lynx went from critically endangered to just endangered. Unfortunately, there is still 1,000 species that are on the brink of extinction or are extinct. So it's not amazing news, but it is good that there are some that are looking have a slightly more positive future. Then my number seven, finally, we have proof now that in 2018, for the first time, that the ozone hole is recovering. So NASA has had called Aura, which has been capturing evidence for this, and we're showing that we've got 20% less depletion than when they started capturing data in 2005.
Sweet. That's really relevant to us, isn't it? Because we're right under that ozone
sitch. Yeah.
Goodbye, SPF 30. Hello, SPF 15.
I got a little bit kissed on the weekend. I went for a drive around, got a little bit of a sunburn.
I'm not going to back up Johnny's statement. I think we should all keep using sunblock. Although I'm not a big fan of
the
sunblock.
The SPF is kind of a BS question. Maybe we can maybe cover that next week, what the realities of the SPF and what is good and what's bad.
Yeah, it's actually really terrible for things like the reefs, coral reefs, going swimming. Yeah, it's probably not amazing. I get out of the sun or long sleeves.
Is that seven things that you just said then?
That was seven things.
Well, can we just add an eighth? Obviously.
Okay, go.
This, I think, is great for the environment, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope so.
That was a little nice, wasn't it, what I said?
I hope so. I hope somebody out there has tried to do something a little bit different from
quite
listening
a lot of
to these.
Hot air from Big Hungry, though.
We don't have to smoke the trees. We can actually eat the hemp trees, Texter. So all that's coming out is a little out your back, kind of thing.
No, we can. Absolutely. The seeds, especially the oil that comes from them, the seeds, is one of the. I think from memory, there's more amino acids in hemp seed oil than in any other food.
Skadoosh.
So that's for those of you that go, what about your protein? We make protein from amino acids. You don't need to eat an animal to get it. Hemp seed, you can
live
on it.
Well, you certainly don't have to eat an animal three times a day.
No,
get it anyway.
Don't. But bacon!
But
sorry.
But the worm thing that comes in the bacon.
Yeah, there you go. Cool.
John, how are you feeling?
I'm good. You just reminded me about that sunscreen thing, because when I was in Mexico, we went to like some little nature reserve and you couldn't go anywhere near the island or swim near it if you were wearing sunscreen.
Yeah, it is.
Shit's out of it.
Yeah.
Shit's out of it. I mean, what is in sunscreen if you can't go swimming near other living things?
Well, maybe it's you're in it when it's on you, kind of thing.
Yeah, same with Mozzie repellent, man. You know, we weren't allowed to...
Oh, that's rank. Just let them buy you.
Yeah, well...
And after a while...
Again, cover up, man.
Some places have dengue and stuff, and I have been in those places, but after a while, you're like, oh, fuck it, this could be the one that gets me. You just can't... So many mosquitoes, you're like, oh, screw it, you're the guy.
I just drink vodka and tonic because I've been told... gin and tonic because I've been told the tonic keeps them away. But I don't know how true it is, but I'm not going to find out. I'm just going to keep drinking it.
I heard if you let a rat bite you, then you won't get...
Mosquitoes have killed people than everything ever. So good on them.
Yeah.
On that note, hopefully John's got that past him without him getting sad.
He looks much happier than when I normally leave the studio.
Hey, well done, humanity, and some friends.
Oh, no.
We've got big challenges ahead of us, but you know, I think when we started this segment, we said that half of the job is admitting that we've got a problem.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, we've had a win for that.
We're dealing
this
with
year.
A lot of addictions. We're dealing with
we
a
are.
Lot of addictions.
We are. Yeah. Yep, I'd love to see Tipping Point for consumerism as well. So, you know, do you really need that?
Next year for me is, what the fuck are we doing with all our plastic? Sorry for swearing, but what are we doing with all our plastic? What are we going to do with it? It's just piling up somewhere at the moment, right? So what are we doing with it?
I think they're literally just going to bury it and hope for the best.
Let's get out of here before it goes bad. Thanks, Rita.
That was Sustaining Alive on 95BFM.